Greensburg residents who are wondering how or if their town will recover might find a bit of solace in the story of another Kansas town wiped out by a tornado. On May 25, 1955, at just after 10:30 in the evening, a tornado destroyed Udall, a small town south of Wichita. Half of the town's 610 residents were injured or killed. It was the deadliest tornado to hit the state of Kansas. 72-year-old Gerald Hoffman lives in Udall, and he still has vivid memories of exactly what happened that night.
I was dating at the time, and we had just been downtown to get some milk for her dad. We came back, and I was sitting in the car with her. In just a few more minutes, she would have been in the house. But it started hailing, and I kind of joked there. I said, well, maybe I'll get a new paint job out of this car. And so I pulled up a little close to the side of the house as I could to try to protect my car. And about that time, one of these old galvanized wash tubs come a flying across and hit me in the side of the car. I thought, oh, man. And then I looked up, and I saw the eaves of the house coming off. And at the same time, I saw her dad in the house with a flashlight. He just got a flashlight. Then everything happened, all the noise and roaring and everything. And the windows in the car actually imploded. And it seemed like it was several minutes ride in that car. Fortunately, neither one of us got hurt. When it was all over, I looked outside and saw her dad out there with a flashlight. I thought, what is that idiot doing outside in weather like this? Well, there wasn't any house. Lots of stories.
After the storm, and I've seen pictures, the town was absolutely leveled. Was there a discussion about whether or not the town would rebuild?
No question. It would be rebuilt.
And did the process start almost immediately?
Yes. Of course, you got to do a lot of cleanup. And then there's a few that had guts enough to come back to build houses. And once that happened, then it started coming back together. To me, what I see in Greensburg, they'll have no problem. Well, yes, they'll have problems. I mean, they will put it together. And there's going to be problems along the way. I know that. But just make certain they do it right.
Do it right. So what do you need to do to make sure that you do it right?
Don't let any cheap housing come in. Like, don't let FEMA keep their stuff there forever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so temporary housing becomes permanent.
No temporary housing left there. And everything be built by code. And I'm assuming Greensburg owns their own water system. If that's not done properly, they can have trouble. Because actually every house connection should go clear back to the main line, brand new stuff. This didn't happen in Udall. They go back just a little ways, cut it off. Then we had some old stuff there that's given us trouble for quite a few years.
Could you describe for us what Udall looks like today?
Udall looks like a new town. It doesn't look like an old town. You don't have the old shanties and things like that, you know. We don't have anything of a historical building. And for years, you drive into town, you think, what's wrong? What it is no trees. There's no squirrels, there's no birds, nothing. And it takes a long time to get the trees back. And Udall is going to be working on a project to help them get some trees back in that town.
Back in Greensburg.
Yes. That'll probably be fall before we do that, because that's when you plant the trees.
As someone who's gone through this, for people in Greensburg who are trying to assess the damage and figure out how they're going to get on with their lives, do you have any advice for them?
Don't look back. Don't look back. Just, you have to take what you got. You've lost everything. You just start up again and go. Enjoy what you have and enjoy the fact that you lived.
Well, Mr. Hoffman, thank you very much for talking with us.
All righty. Anytime.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
We were speaking to Gerald Hoffman, a resident of the town of Udall, Kansas, a town that was rebuilt after being destroyed by a deadly tornado back in 1955.